Okay, we're going to call the Senate Education Committee meeting to order. Today's date is Wednesday, February 22nd. The time is a little bit after 8 o'clock. With us is Co-Chair Thomas, Senator Stevens, Senator French, and myself, Senator Meyer. Welcome, committee members. So we do have a quorum to conduct business. Before we get started on today's business, though, is there anything that come before the committee? Okay, great. On today's agenda, we have two bills, both dealing with vocational education. One is Senate Bill 170 and Senate Bill 199. One has to do with vocational education counseling in the schools, and the other one, 199, has to do with vocational education funding factor. excuse me. 170 is sponsored by Senator Thomas, and he is here to introduce the bill, and then also Senate Bill 199 was sponsored by myself, and my trusty staff will introduce that for me. And since both bills do deal with vocational education, we're just going to have them both before us at the same time, so that if people want to testify, they can testify on both of them, one of them, one or the other, whatever they want to do. But they're both fairly similar in nature, so we just felt like rather than having one and take testimony and then closing testimony on that and bringing up this, probably the same people would want to testify on both. So we'll have both bills before, so feel free to testify on either one. So if there's no questions or confusion on what we're doing, then if Murray and Edward would join us and introduce both bills to us, so that it's clear what bills we have before us, and then tell us what they do. So with that, who wants to go first? Murray?
Okay. My name is Murray Richmond, and I am co-aide for the Education Committee, aide for Senator Thomas. 171 provides for vocational counseling in middle school. Currently, most schools in the district are offering this. Most schools in the state are offering some kind of vocational counseling in the schools, but this would extend it down to middle school for every school in the state. The reason it would require for a school, the bare minimum would be that they would have vocational counseling for students in 7th, 9th, and 11th grade. 7th grade was chosen because they're starting their middle school career. Some schools have 6th grade middle school, some schools do 7th grade, but with 7th graders, we're sure we're hitting everybody. Studies show on adolescent behavior that is when a lot of students start making life choices. As one psychiatrist pointed out, if life is a stream of people walking down the street, 7th grade is the junction. And that's where they start making choices about drugs, alcohol, but also they start making career choices. And so that's why we start with the 7th grade year. 9th grade is generally their first year of high school. If they're starting to think about careers, and many students are, that's when they should be given the guidance on what coursework they would need to take. If you want to be an engineer, you need to start taking a lot of math and science. Or, you know, if you want to do this, it's going to entail a university career, and you're going to have to be taking courses to go to university, and so that would get them on track. Or if you want to do this, then even though you might want to be a welder, you're still going to have some math to go with that. If you want to be a carpenter, you still need math because you can't cut twice, you know, measure once and cut twice. And then 11th grade, they're preparing to graduate from high school. And for any courses they would need to either get into their vocation or into the university career, they would make sure we had those. The bill is pretty simple looking at it. Section 1 is the section that are the duties of the department, and that it says that it ensures. It adds a paragraph that says it ensures the delivery of vocational education and training counseling under 14490, which is down below. If a school district is unable to provide vocational education and training counseling, the department shall provide additional resources and technical assistance that result in delivery of counsel. So if a school district is in a position where they say, we really can't do this, we don't have the resources, the department will provide the resources. I have spoken with people from the department, and they have those resources ready to go. This bill does have a zero fiscal note. The second part of the bill, Section 2, is the part that outlines the duties of school districts. and it says that except as otherwise provided, they will deliver vocational counseling in grades 7, 9, and 11. If they're unable to, they will go to the department for expertise. If they are already delivering a comprehensive vocational educational program, then they continue with what they're doing. So we're not telling them to cut back on anything, basically to make sure that they're meeting the minimum standards provided by that. As I said, it has a zero fiscal note. There's a study in the back of your packet from Columbia University, and I've outlined in yellow the pertinent parts of that, but what it says is that of all the things that have been proven to be interventions to help kids get through high school, the minimum intervention of vocational counseling is one very effective tool, especially in middle school. I just include the abstract in the conclusion of the report, but I'll just read one paragraph. Based on the findings of the research review, recommendations are to focus practice and research on middle school students and target resources towards ensuring that all middle and high school students have regular conferences with counselors to discuss their current and future academic programs. So with that, I conclude my presentation. If there are any questions.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Richmond. And before we go to questions, I want to welcome Senator Davis to the committee.
Thank you.
Welcome. Questions? Okay. Senator Thomas?
just briefly, we understand the basics of it, obviously, the idea that kids sometimes have their own concept of a particular occupation and what it takes to get there, and that's part of the concern is that that's not very accurate. So the counseling is certainly necessary to help, and it's my understanding, and I think we have in the package here some information regarding that there has been some limited, at least research done to the effect that that there is a substantial impact on the ability for the kids to better understand the occupation and maybe get them going in the right direction and keep them on track with the courses in particular that they need. And I think that's the real issue here in my mind anyhow. So,
through the chair, that is correct. In one of my experiences this fall visiting a rural school, I was with a group of 12 and 13-year-olds and asked them, you know, what do you want to do when you get out of school? And was astounded that not one of them could answer that question. And when they looked at me as if they'd never heard that question before. And I think that was part of the impetus for this, was to make sure that kids like that are being given opportunities and options, as well as those who do have, and I know children who know what they want to be, and I had a sixth grader tell me that he wants to be an astronaut and he needs to get in the Air Force Academy, and somebody sat down and told him what it takes to do all that, and so he hopefully is on track to continue that. So, yeah, if they get on the wrong course early on, and it can start as early as eighth grade is when they start choosing their courses, you know, they would have to do significant makeup work later in life.
Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Thomas, I might just add that I serve on the mayor's, Mayor Anchorage, Mayor Sullivan's education forum or summit, and one of the speakers was I don't know if he was a superintendent or what, but he was kind of expert on the Finland education system. And over there, by ninth grade, the kids decide which way they want to go. If they want to go the professional route, be a doctor, engineer, accountant, or the vocational education route. And then whichever route they choose, and both are pretty highly regarded in Finland, you know, the kids take those classes and they go those routes, and their graduation rates is almost 100%. So it's definitely, I think, an area that we need to put more focus on, and I appreciate Senator Thomas, you bringing this bill forward. Okay, if there's no other questions, then let's go now to Senate Bill 199. Edra, if you could put yourself on the record, please.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Edra Morledge, staff to Senator Meyer and co-aide to the Senate Education Committee. Senate Bill 199 is a relatively straightforward bill. It would open up the vocational education funding factor that we built into the BSA with SB 84 last year for use also in 7th and 8th grades. And I think that it dovetails nicely into the research that Murray cited, that vocational education is becoming, or we're becoming more aware of how increasingly important it is to retaining youth in the educational system. With the passage of SB 84 last year, a 1.01% voc-ed funding factor was included into the foundation formula, specifically for voc-ed programs only through for students in 9th through 12th grades. Since the success of implementing that voc-ed funding factor, many school districts have expressed their desire to expand the program to the lower grades as well. We've heard from several in our office, and just in speaking with other folks, I know that that's a sentiment that's across the state. Research indicates that middle school is the optimal age to introduce career and technical education programs, helping to engage students at an earlier age, which essentially captures more of the students who are losing interest in their education by high school. By including 7th and 8th grades, the districts will have more flexibility in how they develop and deliver programs. Some even indicating that they would do sort of a tiered structure if they could access more funds for the 7th and 8th grades. So SB 199 simply changes the name of the high school vocational and technical instruction funding factor to secondary school vocational and technical instruction funding factor. That is the key language that opens it up to the 7th and the 8th grades, as Alaska statute defines secondary school as 7th through 12th grades or any combination deemed appropriate by the school district. In addition, SB 199 replaces the language that allows the use of the funding from students enrolled in 9 through 12 to students enrolled in a secondary school. So with that, that concludes my presentation, and I can answer any questions.
Okay. Any questions? Okay. Oh, Senator Thomas.
Not necessarily a question, but more a comment. And both SB 170 and SB 199 have zero fiscal notes, so it is possible for the Education Committee to pass a bill or consider some legislation that doesn't have a fiscal note. That was supposed to be a joke.
I think I got it. But well, yeah, what I don't understand is your bill, Senate Bill 170, got a finance referral, and then Senate Bill 199 got labor and commerce. So
that was a mistake. Should have just had one.
I think I'd rather go labor and commerce. But, okay. Any other questions or comments?
Okay. I don't have a question, Mr. Chair, but I'm glad to see that change, because many of the school board members and superintendents have all requested that change, so they'll be pleased.
Very good. Okay, then let's, if there's no other questions, let's go right then to public testimony. Let's see, I do have the superintendent of the Anchorage Schools and a short timer, Carol Como, is online. Carol, welcome to the Education Committee.
Well, thank you, Senator Meyer. I've still got 4 months, so okay. Don't run me out the door yet.
Okay, well, we want to keep you.
Thank you. I want to thank you all for submitting these two pieces of legislation. As I talked to many of you when I was in Juneau last week, this is one of our school board's priority, is trying to get more flexibility that's in Senate Bill 199 for our middle school students. We had tremendous success the last couple of years with our middle school career guides. It really did all that Murray and Edra talked about the earlier discussions with our students, and thinking long-term, thinking about what their career strengths are, what they might be interested in, and then what courses they need to take in order to achieve their goals, whether they go into college or they go right into work or to a trade. So both of these bills would support those initiatives, and basically these are strongly supported in Anchorage, and I would appreciate your willing to bring them forward.
Okay, very good. I appreciate that testimony, Carol. It does seem like there is a lot of demand and interest in the vocational education arena, you know, King Career Center in particular, and of course, we just recently took our principal from Service High and made him principal over at the King Career Center. Do you see a you know, from your students, from parents, more demand for this type of education?
Oh, absolutely, and our it's also become a very major priority with our school board, as they've really looked at our dropout rates, our graduation rates, and how are we better able to engage our students and keep them interested in school in the 21st century. And we know technology, career and technical education courses many times are the vehicle to do that. I heard you mention the Finland education system, and I know in my discussions with Sam Abrams, who was here for the summit and who visited a number of our schools, including KCC, he was very intrigued with the way we've added a lot of CTE courses to all of our comprehensive high schools and had begun developing career pathways in our middle schools. And I think that what we're seeing is that enthusiasm from our students, more so than we've seen before. So I think what Lou's doing too at KCC now with his advisory committees, bringing in industry and business and the practitioners to really advise us in what are the things, the skills that our kids need when they go out of the school district, is going to be very helpful too. So I think we're really looking at this whole issue comprehensively, and so this, like I said, this legislation would support that.
Great. Thank you very much, Carol, and thank you for joining us this morning. I don't see any questions for you, so thanks again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's go back to Juno and Rick Rios. And yeah. Rick, welcome.
Well, thank you, Senator.
Yeah, good to see you again.
My name is Rick Rios. I am the acting director for CTE for the Anchorage School District. I want to thank the committee for this opportunity to speak to you today on support of SB 199, 170, and also 171. The President's State of the Nation speech last month was 10 pages long. The first four pages were all about education, technical skills, and jobs. The President began his administration talking about leading the world in college graduates. It's a great goal, and we should pursue it. But this speech was different. It was all about community college, technical skills, and jobs. The next four pages of his speech were about the economy, energy, and financing. Three E's: education, economy, energy. Last year, you supported career and technical education with SB 84. Earlier this month, at the CTE State's Coordinators Workshop, two questions were asked of all participants across the state. How did you use the money? And I have provided a packet of information for you that just says, how did you spend the money? The second question was, what would you do if you could spend the money at middle school? Information provided in the packet were received. It represents 15 of the largest and smallest districts in the state. It represents $7.8 million of investment and 67% of the total investment to date. On behalf of all those districts and students, thank you for providing these great opportunities. But these opportunities did not reach all the students who desperately need career information leading to relevance and purpose for their future. They need direction and motivation to stay the course in schooling and graduate. And I refer to middle school students. SB 84 did not reach them. Bill 199 will. The restrictions on the districts limiting their use to high schools will be released from this bill. And you will find in these testimonies real plans for so many years were only dreams on how to provide career guidance for young students. Districts quickly absorbed the SB 84 funds with new three-year plans for their high schools. And with the inclusion and addition of secondary schools to include middle school, in the future I would ask you to consider additional funds for them. I want to thank Senator Thomas and the committee for also SB 170 and 171. I praise you for your forward thinking and leadership and urge you to move this bill forward with all diligence. You have the respect and the support of the CT providers, parents, and communities across the state for its passage. Thank you.
Well, very good, Rick. Thank you for that testimony. And I appreciate what everything you've done in the Anchorage School District as well for this area. Questions? Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is there excuse me, a plan afoot to make sure that we do keep track of successes and how things are going, just like was done, obviously, with the passage of 84, because the information you've distributed is quite helpful in making the case for that. We did, or you folks did use the money well, and it was useful in certainly putting together some vocational education stuff. We got a lot of thank yous for that, and we did get a lot of information. I appreciate you putting together a packet that does that. So hopefully we can do that going forward as far as the counseling aspect of things, particularly into the middle school.
I believe the question was, is there a plan for collecting this information in the future? No, it generally takes a champion, someone who's dedicated, cared, and currently, that'd be me.
Okay.
The Anchorage School District has been wonderful in releasing me, not to just work in the Anchorage School District. Carol has been, and the board has also supported my efforts at the state level. And not only improves what we do in Anchorage, but really we're looking at the entire state. That's why you see these districts from small to large. What we do anywhere makes a difference everywhere. And so there is not, at this time, a particular plan, but I'm not going anywhere. I've been here 42 years, and I have no plans to leave. I'll be here, and there'll be another person that will come by and champion this.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Actually, I'd like to follow up on that a little bit. I don't know in the smaller schools, smaller school districts, the rural school districts, how prepared are they to take on this vocational education, and are they doing so now?
Well, I can't answer for them. I speak to them as a PTE cohort coordinator with them. I see them several times a year, but I do meet with them frequently. I know their dreams, their desires, and what they want to do. I also know that they have heat problems. They have fuel problems. They have other problems. So sometimes when we restrict some of the CTE things for districts that can and have the ability, we have to be careful that there are smaller districts that, yes, it'd be nice if it was CTE, but if you don't have a teacher, you don't have a building, you don't have a room, they need to answer those questions for themselves. What I would like to refer to is the state CTE plan. It is a good plan. It is broad, and it if you would draw your attention of other districts to follow that plan in whatever capacity they have, I think we'll get a lot farther along than doing a lot of independent things. I hope I answered the question.
I think you did. My goal and objective is to not lose any of our students who may be dropping out of school now because they don't have these other options. You know, they don't want to be an accountant. They want to be a mechanic or something, and that option is just not available to them. And obviously our graduation rates in rural Alaska need some assistance just as well as the urban area. And so I just want to make sure that all kids will have an opportunity for this program at some point in time. Obviously, I know we can't do this tomorrow, but it sounds like you have a plan in place. Go ahead, Rick.
Through the chair, I'd like to say the plan refers to career clusters. The president's speech talked about the economy. Before a local district can talk about its CTE plan, it needs to talk about its economics, its local economics, in its village, in its rural, in its region. And it needs to identify those critical areas for which there are opportunities. And then rather than do a Anchorage or a Juneau or a Fairbanks plan for them, they need to develop their economic education plan for their region to keep their people home, to keep our people home. You know, we're sending them out because there are jobs other places and not here. We have the opportunity for every district to have a plan, a CT plan, for its own local needs.
Great. Thank you, Rick. Any other questions? Seeing none, thank you very much. Well, speaking of jobs, I think this next person is very interested in jobs. Barbara Huff.
Is that Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Barbara Huff-Tuckness. I'm the Director of Governmental and Legislative Affairs for Teamsters Local 959. And yes, we're very interested in jobs. I first want to thank the committee. We did last year support Senate Bill 84. We are also very much in support of Senate Bill 170 as well as Senate Bill 199. I think the more tools that our students or our kids, as the case may be, in our public school system actually have available, I do believe that the more successful they are. We do have probably a slant here. We do have a VOTEC training school that we offer, but I think getting the kids while they're in high school focused on the mathematics with our surveyors. I mean, we have 25, 30-year-old students that are coming into our programs that we're actually having to send back to pick up those additional math skills. So from our perspective, the earlier you can actually focus our kids as they're moving through the system, definitely the better. And I'm going to share a little story here. My son was a junior in high school, and he was an avid baseball player. They had spring training in Arizona, and his whole baseball team, they all made the grade, so they all got to spend a week in Arizona practicing their game. There were five of them that actually shared a room, and my son had gone grocery shopping one afternoon, came back. Derek was heading to the bathroom to shower, and one of his baseball mates was out in the kitchen, and he asked him, he said, and he's a senior in high school, a year older than Derek, and he asked him if he'd mind putting his microwave food, cooking it up for him while he's taking a shower. Derek comes out of the shower, he's getting his clothes on, comes out in the kitchen, looking around, can't find his food anywhere, so he went to his friend, he said, what happened? I thought you were going to nuke my food for me, and he goes, I just couldn't figure out how to do it, so he stuck it back in the freezer. And the point here, I know you guys are like, where are you going here? Derek comes back from spring training, and he goes, Mom, that guy, he is the smartest, stupidest kid I know. And the end of the story, Derek's plan, my son, he was going to Florida State, playing baseball, get a degree in business, and then come back and open up his mechanic shop, actually. Derek's always been very, very skilled, very, very good with his hands. He's very mechanical. His friend was on a different career path. Today, Derek's 28, so his friend's got to be at 29. His friend ended up as a doctor, and Derek's a technician in the medical field. So they both had a path there ultimately. They played baseball together, and then from an educational perspective ended up going very different directions. But anyway, I thank you guys on behalf of the Teamsters for moving this legislation forward, and those of you that are in a position to continue to focus on the oil and gas, which will hopefully, once we get that fixed, will help additional funding out there and improve our long-term economics for the state of Alaska. Definitely we'd appreciate you. Thank you for your time.
Don't leave yet. So a couple questions. One, going back to your son, did he know by middle school that, you know, he was interested in going the more vocational education route, being a mechanic or being, I'm sure he didn't know he wanted to be a lab technician in the, at the
no,
time.
No, and he kind of, and I think, again, it was his skill set. He wasn't real interested in the book side of it, but yet when it came to the technical, he, unfortunately, while he was in high school, didn't have those opportunities. Unlike probably all of us as we were going to school, there was always the VOTEC side of it. You had a shop class, and if the girls were lucky, the girls got to. The tools or the training, the opportunities there just did not provide for themselves. And I think Derek was fortunate. He had enough fortitude kind of talk about where ultimately he wanted to end up. So.
Okay, and if I may, and I'll go to Senator Stevens, the Teamsters in particular, because I don't think you can talk about the other labor groups. Do you see a void in that type of training, in the vocational education training for your members? Because I know you're trying very hard to fill the needs of the oil industry and the various vocational type jobs that they have up there, whether it be welders or electricians or bus drivers, what have you. And I know you take the employees and you do your own training, but obviously if they've had this training in middle school and high school, that's got to be of assistance to you.
Most definitely, and I think just assuring that they graduate from high school with those basic education tool sets. There's a reason to focus on your math, and even if you're not looking at going on to college for a degree, surveying, it's so important that you have that, at least those basic skill sets achievable through junior high and high school.
Okay, very good. Senator Stevens.
No, I was just going to say it's a little scary to think that my surgeon may not know how to use a microwave oven. We may all be in serious trouble.
Through the chair, Senator Stevens, I'm sure he can weld a knife very well, though.
Okay, any other questions for Barbara? Okay, seeing none. Thank you very much, Barbara.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I do not have anyone else online to testify or anyone here who signed up. Maybe we could have the administration give us their thoughts, comments on both the bills that are before us. I noticed both of them did not get a fiscal note, which is always good. Any thoughts?
For the record, my name is Les Morse, the Deputy Commissioner at the Alaska Department of Education Early Development. I'll speak real briefly on 199, and then Ms. Curran will speak about the other piece of legislation. 199 expresses, I think, the intent of the legislature from our perspective to widen how that money is intended to be spent. I think it's important to remember, when you do all the BSA work, at the end of the day, we give the district money, and it truly is discretionary how they spend it. But I think what we hear is that districts are trying to be true to the intent the legislature put out with the legislation last year, and now this will provide them some expansion of that intent from the legislature. So we obviously have no problem with it. We hear from districts a desire for this, so we think it is a good piece of legislation. We'll support schools.
Thank you.
For the record, Cynthia Curran, Director for Teaching and Learning Support. This morning, Mr. Rios referred to the Career and Technical Education Plan, and specifically the part he was referring to has to do with strategy number one that says make transitions planned and accountable for both successful student progress and systemic cooperation. Further, under that particular strategy, is ensuring that every student has a personal learning and career plan. This would do much to help that move down into middle school, SB 170, and it would allow students to begin earlier, working with someone to understand what the needs are if they want to be a certain career. Also, there are some free resources that are available to all Alaskans, and those are the ACCESS system that's available through post-secondary and the Department of Labor, the Career Information System, ALEXIS through the Department of Labor. KeyTrain and Career Ready are not a curriculum, but they're a resource that is available through the department and through the Department of Labor and Workforce Development that allows students, other folks, to go in and see what is necessary for a certain career field. The Testing Education Reference Center is available from the state library system, and there are a variety of tests that you can go in and take and see what your skill sets are and then move forward from there. And then the ASVAB, which is used in many high schools to let students see what their career and vocational areas may be.
Okay. Very good. Any questions, comments? Seeing none, thank you very much. Okay, we have not closed public testimony on either Bill 199 or 170.
Yep.
So if there's anybody who still wants to testify on this, why don't you just come on up? Otherwise, I am going to close public testimony. Mr. Alcantara, you? No? Okay, you're good. All right. Okay, then we will close public testimony on both these bills and open up the discussion amongst committee members. Any thoughts?
Isn't it your plan to move these bills?
I think we will, unless the committee members do not want to.
I want you to.
All right. I like your attitude, Senator Davis.
Thank you.
Okay, any other comments from committee members? Okay, if not, then Senator Thomas.
Is one motion sufficient for both bills?
I'm looking at the record keepers. You want separate motions? Okay, separate motions.
Mr. Chair, I move that we move Senate Bill 170 from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Okay, any objections? Seeing and hearing none. Senate Bill 170 is moved from committee. Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that we move Senate Bill 199 from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Okay. Any objections? Seeing none, then Senate Bill 199 is also moved from the Education Committee. At some point in time, we may want to look at merging these two bills together, but for some reason, they're going different directions from here. One's going to finance. Senate Bill 170 is going to finance, and Senate Bill 199 will be going to labor and commerce. So maybe ultimately, in rules or somewhere, we'll put them together. We'll see what happens to them in the next committees anyway.
Okay,
so if there's no objections with either one of these bills moving from committee, then they will move from committee. Other than that, I think that concludes today's business. We do plan on hopefully wrapping up the People Transportation Bill on Friday. That's Senate Bill 182. And take up any other lingering bills that may need to be looked at again. And with that, I want to welcome our guests here that are arriving. Unfortunately, we're just about done here. I tell you what. Why don't we go ahead and pass around the book here to let committee members sign on the two bills that we just passed out of committee. If there's a spokesman for the group that just came in, we'd be happy to have you introduce yourselves or your students and welcome you to Juneau. Why don't you come up front here, ma'am? Ma'am, could you just come up here so that we can get you on the microphone that way?
I've actually not been to committee meetings.
Okay, very good. Well, welcome to the Senate Education Committee meeting. What we did today, just to let you know, is we took up two bills, both of them having to do with vocational education, which may be of interest to some of your students. It was Senate Bill 199, Senate Bill 170, and what this does is expands vocational education to the middle school. So with that, I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, and then if you want to introduce your students, that'd be great. And then if you could also tell us who you are.
My name is Jana Candel. I'm from Alakanuk School. I'm a 5th and 6th grade teacher, and I was chosen to chaperone for some of these kids, and so far I've learned a lot about state government, and we've actually met a few. We talked to Ms. Davis yesterday. She's very empowering. So lots of my students have been talking about her after meeting her yesterday. The students that we have are from Anaktovik Pass, and Lower Yukon area. So.
Okay. Well, very good. Do you guys want to just stand up and shout out your name for us so we know who you are? Okay. Go. Okay. Okay, great. You're welcome. All right. Okay. Is that yep, there we go. Great, welcome. Great.
John Ivan from Russia, Michigan.
Wow, you guys come all the way.
Watch that dude.
Okay. Is that everybody? Well, fantastic. Thank you for joining us. Unfortunately, there's not much left to see here. we just concluded both bills passed from our committee and. One now goes to the Finance Committee, and the other one will be going to the Labor and Commerce Committee.
Thank you for letting us.
Yes, thank you for joining us. Okay, if there's nothing else to come before the Education Committee this morning, then we're adjourned.